Hey everybody, welcome back to Medicare Agent IQ. I am Raul Gonzalez.
And I'm Oscar Ibieta.
And so, hey, just wanted to, what we're going to talk about today is AEP. And we're still here in May, finishing up May, right? But AEP is just around the corner.
It is.
To be honest, most carriers are ready for AEP, and they're getting us going. They're getting us started, and we already got word that certifications are going to be getting started in June 1st for probably the number one carrier in the nation, right?
Right. Yeah. For those top producers, I think to it's available as early as June 1st.
It's really only for top producers still?
Depending on your status or where you fall. But I think they make it available to everybody else a week later. So the beginning of June, you know, it's safe to say that everything is, it's around the corner nonetheless.
Right. Yeah, I keep hearing June 1st from everyone, but apparently. So I don't produce as much, obviously, as I used to. I now kind of just lead our team. I don't get to start June 1st then, apparently. I think that kind of thinking big picture, if you want to have your most successful AEP yet, and that's what this whole podcast is about, have your most successful AEP yet, there's some things that you got to do to prepare. And so that's what we're going to be talking about today. So the number one thing I would say is, on that note, get your AHIP and certifications done right away. They are a waste of, you're going to be wasting your time later on in the year when we should be doing more for AEP if you don't get started ASAP, right?
I didn't know where you were going with that because you started your sentence by saying they're a waste. And I was like, hold on. But no, you're absolutely right. We get this question often, and it can be a little bit frustrating sometimes because agents will reach out to us and ask, hey, what's my deadline to complete my certifications? And it's like, well, you want to give yourself a deadline of getting them done in the month of June, really. And the big reason for that is because, like you said, you don't want to be trying to get through, getting through your certifications and your AHIP when we should be spending our time focusing and putting our game plan and our strategies in place for what we plan on doing for AEP.
Yeah, and like every carrier, every provider group, everyone has like these AEP rollouts, or they're inviting us all to all of these things. So like as we get closer to it, it gets so difficult because you spend all your time at these events, you spend all your time. And if you don't do your certifications right away, you're spending that time doing your certifications in August and in September instead of preparing for your best AEP yet. And so it's kind of a frustration of mine but I also understand but you don't want to waste that time as you get closer to AEP.
Sure. I would say this is your business and this is a part of your business. You cannot have your business if you do not complete these certifications. So set that time aside to get those certifications done. Sometimes we've been in conversations with agents where they'll say, well, if I'm not out there talking to people and selling, then I don't feel like I'm being productive, or if I'm not out there making money.
You can't be out there selling if you don't certify, right?
That's exactly right.
Ask your question, can you do it at the beach?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right? Like, you don't have to, it doesn't have to be like, okay, I'm going to lock myself in my room or my office or wherever. I don't have to do that. It could be just like, take your laptop with you. Still go on that vacation. Everybody, man, we're all in this so we can enjoy life, right? Like, and I know a lot of agents want to be able to take these nice vacations, want to be able to go and do things. Go and do it.
Right.
Just bring your computer, spend like three or four hours of that day, some downtime, and get it done in June. So.
Whatever your style may be, go with it and find a way to get it done. My style, I do lock myself in my office, right? And I sit down and I say, okay.
And you do it at home, right? You don't even come into the office here.
Yeah, if I'm taking the exams, I'll do it at home. So that way there are no distractions. But really it's just, I close the door and I say, okay, from 8 o'clock to 11 o'clock, I'm going to block out these 3 hours working on certifications. I'm going to get as much done as I can in this 3 hour block. And then from there, I'll go on with the rest of my day. And then maybe I'll do that 2-3 times during the week. So that way I'm not spending the entire day, because I mean, we've done this, we've been through this, well, me 12 times already. And I know that it's draining, but the way that I look at it is it's one time a year. So I've done this 12 times over the last 12 years. It's really not that bad. But in that moment,
less bad,
it's easier.
It's easier, right? Like the more that you do it, like to be real honest, like when it comes to like AHIP questions, surprise, it's pretty much the same questions every year. Like they don't change other than like a couple of,
you know, there are any recent updates.
Right. Yep. But most of it's the same answers as it has been for the last 12 years. I mean, 15 years that I've been doing this, like it hasn't changed much. So I know most of the answers, same thing for like, even for United, for Humana doesn't even have a test, guys. Like at this point you can do Humana, make that your first one. They don't have a test. Just go through it, read the material and knock it out. I do most of my certifications pretty quickly. You know, it's not like, you know, like Humana is not an all day thing. Right. United is not an all day thing. AHIP, like when I hear people are like, man, it's like 2 or 3 days. Like, no,
like the first time
you don't even have to. Well, the first time. Absolutely. I mean, but, you know, 5 years in.
Oh, yeah.
It's you know, you don't even have to read the first three modules. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You don't even have to read the first three modules. Just knock it out. Spend that time doing it. And you will not regret spending your time doing that.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, real quick, let's talk about some upcoming changes for 2025. I think that's kind of this thing that agents need to be aware of, and agents need to understand that there's reimbursement changes for the way that Medicare Advantage plans are going to be reimbursed. And every carrier that I talk to, like, just want you to know there's going to be some cuts. People send out these. There's articles everywhere talking about the cuts. And so what is if carriers are being reimbursed less, if they're getting paid less for certain things, what does that mean? Their benefits are not going to look as good next year. Right.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And so this, you know, you can anticipate that there's going to be, when there are changes, with changes come disruption. And so you can anticipate that there will be some disruption for the plan year 2025. And so I would just say, do everything that you can to get out in front of that. And you can start now by getting educated on what these changes are looking like. I mean, there are articles out there. There are, you know, probably a bunch of YouTube videos that are talking to you about what these changes are and what's coming, kind of what's in the pipeline, but expect some cuts. I feel like we've been, at least, you know, in my 12 years, my 12 or 13 AEPs, it seems like every year these Medicare Advantage plan benefits get better and better year over year. I mean, when I first got in the business, all PPOs had a premium, like right. a zero premium PPO was unheard of. Now it's the opposite. People are shocked to see a PPO with a premium. They're expecting a zero premium. So year over year, these benefits have gotten stronger and stronger. But I feel like for the first time, at least in my Medicare career, we're going to see benefits. We're going to see some cuts in these benefits.
Yeah. Not to mention, I mean, look, so I have a friend from that works for United. He's like, he sent me this article and it's, I did not get to click on, or I did not get to read it because it's behind a paywall, modernhealthcare.com, but Humana and Aetna are likely to lose Medicare Advantage membership. And the reason is, in particular, there was an article from Healthcare Finance News that said that CVS reports a $900 million cost and they're going to lower projections due to mainly to high Medicare Advantage utilization. They were already, before these cuts, we're planning on devaluing their benefits. It says here, given our projected baseline performance, 2025 will be the first step in a 3 to 4 year journey to get back to our target margins of 4 to 5%. And so they're going to be cutting. We're going to see those cuts this year. And so the reason that that's super important to know as agents, and this is why we want to encourage agents to make this your best AEP yet, this is going to cause what we refer to as disruption, right? Where there's going to be plans that are not looking as good. It's going to make people shop around. So this is an opportunity, like if you're able to work retail, this is a year that you want to work retail. If you're able to get in front of seniors, they're going to, if you even have a table set up, a lot of times they're going to get that annual notice of change, annual notice of renewal, and they're going to get those, and they are going to have questions. If they see an agent that you've got to set up, they're going to come up and ask, even if you're representing the company that cut the benefits. So look at it as an opportunity, but be prepared for it. So
let's break that down. I want to talk a little bit more about that. Every year we know that these members are getting their ANOCs, but usually, like I was just saying, right, the changes are minimal or usually they improve. So what's going to happen when they receive their ANOCs this year? They're going to see it and they're going to say, whoa, you know, I'm seeing a decrease in these benefits. I'm seeing an increase in my copays. Hang on, I need to go and talk to somebody. So that's, you know, to your point, get out there and put yourself in a position to be in front of seniors, because now more than ever, they are going to have a lot more questions. They're going to be more inclined to shop and look at what other options that they have. I think there was a statistic that someone had shared where usually we see 10% of the population shops around, which means 90% of the population usually stays on the plan that they've got. I think they're anticipating this year that it's going to be up over 50%. More than half of the population is going to be more inclined to shop around as opposed to the traditional 10% that we've seen in the past.
Yeah, and from a national carrier, we got that statistic everyone's going to be shopping this year. This is your year in Medicare. If you don't have your best AEP yet, then you were underprepared.
Yep.
Or unprepared.
That's why we're doing this now.
Right.
At the end of May, you know, you might be wondering, why are they having this whole conversation about AEP right now? This is why.
Yeah,
there's a lot in the pipeline.
The harvest is ready. Let's go out there and get them. This is a great opportunity. But so that being said, I would plan to attend all sneak peeks for your market. There's a lot. Every carrier has them. I will tell you, and this is coming from the carriers, a lot of them are not going to put their ancillary benefits. They're not going to show you how much dental they're giving. They're not going to show you how much what they're doing with vision and things like that. And the reason is, there's two reasons. One, they don't want their competitors to know, because they can still kind of change.
They can rebid, right?
Yeah, they can adjust. They can adjust some certain things. And so I was told specifically from one of the large carriers that we were at this this national FMO meeting, and they were they invited all the carriers out to that, and they basically said, yeah, we're not giving any of our, you won't know how much dental we have up until probably September, you know.
But we'll see the core benefits.
You're going to see the core benefits.
You'll see what the plans are looking like, you know, those copays for those doctor's visits and things like that. You'll still be able to see that. It's still important.
It's going to be worth your time to go. Yeah. You definitely want to get out there.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk real quick. You know, with all of this, one of the most important things is retention, right? You got to make sure that you are going to keep your book of business. And I think that we'll probably end up doing a full podcast just on retaining your book of business. But let's talk a little bit about some of the ways that we can do that.
Yeah. Start now. You know, if you're not staying in touch with your clients, right now is the best time to do so because of what's coming in 2025. So do remember, these are your clients. Now, we can't call them and start telling them, hey, look, 2025, you know, benefits are going to be changing.
Well, here's a thought, though. And if I have a public article that I've seen where Humana said that they invested and they're going to have to cut back some, You can say what they've shared with their mm-hmm. stockholders. So it's not like you're breaking any CMS sure. rules by yeah. sharing, hey, look, this is what they shared with their stockholders. Just want you to know, you may see some changes in your benefits. And this is what I would, the conversation that I would have in the summer before AEP, because I want to get all these calls done early. I want to remind your senior, I'd be like, look, in this conversation, I just want to remind you that I represent several companies. So I've seen a lot of articles that carriers are sending and sharing this with their stockholders, that they might be, their benefits might not look as good as they were the year before. So I don't know what they're going to look like. I won't know until October, to be honest. Yeah. And even though we know that that's
right. Right. But I won't
right. I won't know until October, but here's what I will say. I want to remind you that I represent all the or several of the carriers here in town. And so if you get that in the mail and you look at it and you say, I want to, oh, I need to look at this. Don't go talk to the guy at Walmart. Don't go talk to the guy at the grocery store. Make sure you give me a call and I will come back and I'll do a review and we'll do it all again and figure out what which plan. But if you're comfortable with it, then just stick on the same plan that you're on. But there, you know, obviously there's going to be those changes and that would be it. You can't start, I wouldn't even start getting into like the, into the specifics of, well, you know, carriers are getting cuts to how they're being reimbursed and everything like that. I would, I would basically just, just
keep it simple,
throw that out there and, but make sure to have the conversation. Just remember, if you're shopping and you got to plant that seed today, if you're shopping and you're looking at different plans, make, or if you're upset with the changes, make me your first call. Just want to remind you. And so if you're not making that call, to every single person in your book of business, it's a loss. It's a fail. You know, you've got this year more than any, right? We just said 90% of people usually stick to the plan, don't even shop during AEP. This year, probably 50% will. Yeah. So if you don't make that call, you're missing out. And then to be honest, the 50% that don't shop during AEP, probably going to shop during OEP. They're probably
when they see those new benefits. Because
they don't, they don't review that stuff. They don't review that stuff. Then in January, February, and March, when they start paying those new copays, that's when they're going
to
be calling.
Yeah, and you bring up a good point. You know, we're so used to working hard and going hard during AEP. And yes, we're also, you know, we've adjusted to also getting after it during OEP. But now more than ever, you know, you're going to be prepared after that new year to hit the ground running, if possible. Again, you know, everybody, if you're independent, you make your own schedule. And you know, this is why we're in this business, so that you can make your own schedule. But if you're looking to grow, you know, you don't want to look back a year from now and say, gosh, I should have, you know, I really should have capitalized on the opportunity. I didn't realize how big that opportunity was. So plan to work hard during AEP, but also during OEP. And I going back to what you were saying about how you'd have that conversation with your clients, I love that. And I just want to remind everybody, if you're doing this during the summer and you've already attended those sneak peeks, please remember, you cannot share the information that you're learning in these sneak peeks. So kind of go back, I would go back to what you said and how you said, and kind of just leave it at that. And really all you're doing when you're reaching out to your members is just reminding them, I'm your agent, I'm your guy, call me first if there are ever any questions that you have when AEP comes around. So
right. Man, and you never even know, like I would throw out, by the way, what have you done to take care of your final expenses? Yeah. Just throw it out there. Like, since I'm making those calls, why not see if there's an opportunity for final expense? Why not see if there's an opportunity to sell, you know, a hospital plan or cancer insurance, something like that? I would throw that out there. Since you're making those calls, might as well see if you can make a little extra money doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. So now we talked about, or did you want to stay on retention a little bit more?
No, I think we're good.
Okay. Yeah. So opportunities, you touched on them briefly, you know, doing what you can to get in front of seniors. So we've done some podcasts about this in the past, about getting out there and creating relationships and getting in front of people and really just planting yourself in different places outside of AEP. We see too many agents who just kind of do the, what we'd call like kind of a hit and run, right? They show up during AEP and then they're gone. So with what we know and all the changes that are coming, this is more reason to get out there and start creating these relationships now with physicians, or if you want to get out and get into senior centers or senior apartment complexes, start building those relationships now and just, you know, get yourself in there and get in front of people and start, you know, immersing yourself in whatever events and activities that they have going on. Become a part of them and get to know the staff, get to know the members that are there now, so that when AEP comes, we all know what's coming. We're ready. Hey, well, you need to give Oscar a call. He's been working with us for the last, you know, 3, 4, 5 months. This is exactly what he does. So let's reach out to him. And so it just puts me in a better position to win and to have a lot more opportunities coming my way than if I try to do all of this in September.
Yeah, it's about building trust. And so it's twofold, right? You've got to build trust with the seniors, right? The person that's been around, that comes and is there in June. They're having birthday parties or
Father's Day.
Right. They're there for Father's Day or in July, a 4th of July party. Mm-hmm. And in August,
back to school. I don't right. know.
Yeah. Or grandkids? like a summer beach party, whatever it is, like get in front of these people and have them see you that you're like, I'm not just here to make money. Obviously that I got to make a living. Right. But I'm here to be part of the community. So you've got to do that with them. But then also sometimes with the people who run these things, right? Like, so I've seen it where this even happened within our own agency. I guess an agent went out and met with a senior center, and they were talking like the person asked them, our agent, hey, will you start doing some events for us on a monthly basis? So the agent jumped in and did it. And another agent was like, hey, I worked at senior center. And so we took it back to the guy who worked there. And he's like, oh, yeah, I see him. Like, I see this individual like every AEP, every October, but just once a year. Like, right. That, what I'm looking for is someone that's there on a regular basis doing things. Remember, you got to bring value to them, right? Like, there's lots of things that you can do. We'll do another podcast on what you could do in a senior center. But, man, even if you're like, I play guitar. Like, I could go out and give guitar lessons to at a senior center and just be like, look, I'm just here as a part of the community once a month or once every 2 weeks, I'll come and give free guitar lessons to seniors. Yeah. Like, that's just something that I enjoy doing, just being a part of the community. And then I'm that trusted face. So a lot of these places are looking to build their monthly calendar, not their October calendar, not their November calendar, right. But their monthly calendar. And so they're going to put more trust into people who are there as part of that community.
Yeah,
so
get creative and find a way to bring value to these places. Wherever you plan on going out and creating these relationships, think about how can I bring value? What can I bring to the table for you to help you guys? And in return, it's going to come back to you. But if you go in with the opposite approach, what can you do for me? Or this is what I want you to do for me. It's not going to work out.
Yeah, it's frustrating. We've been doing this a long time and we see the agents that are most successful. And I think that the one thing that I would say about the most successful agents is that they're self-starters. And so you probably have an upline who's doing something for you, right? They're helping you to be successful. But it's very difficult if you have a large, if you work with a large upline, it's very difficult for them to go out there with you to every little thing and do these things. Maybe when you're brand new, but you got to be a person that is remembering that I'm building my business here and I need to be successful. And the way to do that is for me to get up in the morning, get going, be disciplined, get going, and go out there and jump on these things and do them right now. Tell you, if you wait until September, if you wait till October, you've waited too long, because there's an agent right there in front of you that is hungrier, that is more willing to put in that time. And so if you treat it like that, we've seen our most successful agents are the ones that work year round, mm-hmm. right? Yeah, oh, yeah. That are doing that. I think that we talked about a little bit about retail. That's a great opportunity. So go to a dollar store, like a Dollar Tree, Dollar General, places like that. There's some of them that will give you a hard no, and then I would go on to the next. Right. There's certain brands where they have the managers have the authority, like to say, yeah, go ahead or no. And so I would just jump around and until you find a spot. I like the idea of going in a lower income community. And of course there's exceptions to the rule, and it's not really even a rule. It's just kind of what I have found is that in the lower income areas, people are more willing to talk to that individual that's sitting there with the table set up than in those higher income areas. Now watch, I'll someone will call in and be like, what are you talking about? I work only the rich communities. And everyone, sure, there are situations like that. But in general, in a lot of the wealthier communities, and they have an insurance person that they talk to. Right. They have a financial advisor that they talk to that's giving them recommendations. And so they're just, I would say they're less likely to stop and chat if you are at a table. So if it's me and I'm just trying to figure out, I've only got a certain amount of time, I'm probably going into a middle, lower income community and setting up those tables.
So. Yeah, and so I love that, you know, the Dollar General, right? If there's a Dollar General in your area, a lot of these carriers, you know, the OTC benefits and some of the grocery benefits are available at these stores. So go in and have that conversation with the manager and say, hey, look, you know, I represent several different Medicare plans, and some of these plans have built-in over-the-counter benefits and grocery benefits, and this is one of the stores where members can come and use that. And so really what that's going to help, because the manager's got work to do as well. Their job is to maintain that store, but also bring some growth and increase revenue to that store. So if you bring value that way and say, hey, look, there are ways where I can get people to come in and spend money in this store, and it's really not money that's coming out of their pockets. It's a benefit that they have built into their plans. And so now you've brought some value to this manager. Now there's a reason for them to say, oh yeah, you know what? That does make some sense. And so now they're more inclined to say, yeah, go ahead and set up a table here. And if anyone has any questions, they can come and talk to you.
Right. I see a lot of, I think that there's a lot of, there's people who will go in and say, I'm not selling anything to the manager working there. I mean, honestly, I feel like that's a little dishonest. Like, I personally might say I won't sell anything when I'm here. I'm trying to collect people. You know, we offer a service to people, and I am trying to find people who would want to take me up on that. Yeah. I feel like when agents say I'm not here to sell anything, I feel like it's kind of dishonest. Like I just want to be straightforward with people, and just because, like, I would hate to go in and say I'm not here to sell anything, and you're not, right? Like the truth is, and I'm not going to sell here, but I am here because I'm hoping to make some sales. I'd hate for them to see that conversation and they walk up and be like, man, I thought you said you don't sell anything. Like, just be honest. Like, look, I'm there. I offer this service to people. I will never sell anything right there. But I'm there to see if I can be a service to the community and help them find the right insurance plan.
Yeah. And I think another important thing or good thing to say to that manager would be like, because have you ever been into like a Sam's Club or Costco where there's somebody in there selling DirecTV?
Yeah.
And they're just, I mean, they're coming up to you and say, hey, you know, let me talk to you about DirecTV. Let me talk to you about
that
this.
We don't
and that.
Do.
You can tell the manager, look, we don't do that. We're not allowed to do that, but we'll set up here. And if anybody comes up to us and has questions for us, happy to open up a conversation and talk to them. So just so you know, I'm not going to be hounding and jumping all over your customers, because again, they might think that that's what you might be doing. So make sure that you make it clear to that manager, this is not what we do. We're actually not allowed to do this. So you don't have to worry about me, you know, jumping all over your customers that are just coming in and trying to get, you know, some quick items. If they have questions for me, then come up to me.
Worst case is I'm going to smile at them and
say good morning.
That's about what I do. Yeah, that's great. Man, just I want to go ahead and wrap up, but I just get this visual, especially for this AEP, of like kind of thinking about the movie 300. Where, you know, like those movies where like they're like there's these guys and they're getting ready to go out in battle or whatever that situation is. We're not in a battle, but I'm telling you that this year, more than any, there's going to be the very best agents are going to get a lot of new clients. Mm-hmm. And so you've got to go in there with that mindset. I am going to have the best AEP I've ever had. Start preparing yourself. Get your gear on and go out there and make this your best AEP ever.
I'm getting excited.
Let's go. So, all right, guys. So until next time, don't hesitate to reach out to us. Let us know if you have any questions. We got all the different social media, YouTube, TikTok while it lasts. So we've got YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. Give us a follow. Feel free to engage with, interact with us, send us messages, and we always respond. So until next time.